All social relations are laden with power. Getting out from under dominant power relations and mastering power dynamics is perhaps the most essential skill for change agents across all sectors seeking to ignite positive change in the world. Our next guest has written an action manual which explores major concepts of power with a focus on the dynamics of domination and liberation and presents methods for shifting power relations and enacting freedom. Cindy Suarez is the author of the new book, The Power Manual, How to Master Complex Power Dynamics. It's published by New Society Publishers, and we welcome Cindy to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let us talk first about ultimately how you define power dynamics and what you wanted to accomplish in the writing of the manual.
Well, in this book, I look beyond the structures of domination that we tend to know about, such as racism, sexism, classism, the different isms, to their underlying power dynamics, which basically center around domination and subordination. I wanted to write this book first for myself. I wanted to write it for a very long time, trying to understand those dynamics myself. But as I moved, you know, further along in life, I realized that from working in social change movements and the nonprofit sector, civil society, that there was a way that we were using power that was kind of muddy, and I wanted to also make it more simple. Like, I was looking for something more direct than having to study all of this before you can enter a conversation. I wanted people to be able to have a lower bar for having better, more sophisticated conversations about power.
So let's talk about how you believe it was muddy, and then how, by lowering the bar, it makes it easier to understand.
Well, muddy in that, in the book, I differentiate between two types of power. Supremacist power, which is the power to dominate others, which is what we tend to know of as power, and liberatory power, which is the power to create what you want. And so not understanding the different types of power, and those are not things that I created. That's, you know, that's just been in, talked about and written about for many decades across many different fields. So those were the two dominant types of power. And I think that there wasn't a clear understanding about those. And so, and those are very different. And oftentimes, people that care about equality and fairness and justice use dominant power dynamics. And sometimes you recreate what they are trying to shift in society. So I thought it was really important. And so it's not really a lowering of the bar. It's a sort of making it a little bit more immediate and human so that people can actually enter these conversations. I think for me, I went to grad school and studied feminist theory and power dynamics, and I thought, that's too high a bar. if everyone has to learn it to an extent that they can speak at it at this sort of level of in depth that we expect from each other, no wonder we don't have good conversations. So I wanted to get to something more fundamental that underlies the different dynamics that we all are engaged in and that some of us are trying to shift.
Is it true to say that if we thought about it, if we were more conscious and deliberate in our understanding, that we wouldn't be involved in these conversations in the way that we often are, that it's because we tend to, by osmosis, sort of pick up the vibe and thereby screw up that power relationship?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, one of the things I found is that in order to be intentional about these kind of things, we have to be very conscious and be making intentional decisions. And most of us make decisions most of the time unconsciously, and that's just the way our body preserves its energy. So in order to make those types of decisions, we have to bring more of those kinds of understandings into our awareness and to apply choice. To be able to apply choice, we have to be conscious about that. So, yeah, definitely, I think that that's one of the biggest challenges I found as I was writing the book, that there's definitely a developmental aspect to all of this, that we basically learn power relationships and power dynamics, and the extent that to which we're conscious and intentional really makes a huge difference in what we create in the world around us.
In my reading of the book, though, it seems as though that we, in doing that, we have to understand ourselves. We have to understand who we are as individual humans and what we are politically and spiritually and psychologically. And is that in some cases a tall order because many people do not understand that fully?
Yes, it is a tall order, and that's what I really got to. And at a point in the book, I thought, wow, this is a lot. What we're asking of each other is a lot. What we're asking of ourselves is a lot. And then I realized, well, if we want to be free and we want to walk around as liberated beings, it actually is a lot. It does require a lot of dedication and application. And so I do think that it's learnable and that it's not that tall of an order. Really, it's a way to live your life. It's a way to be conscious and to really look at your life as something that you're intentionally creating moment to moment. So it is a tall order, but it's really the same as being alive and fully aware and choosing.
Which got me thinking about why we, just in our society and in our culture, don't work on that more. As in helping sort of that understanding of who we are, so it allows us to communicate with others, so there's an empathy and an understanding and a baseline that allows us to have these conversations.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I definitely think there are people that are very interested in that, and that some people that work at that or try to in their 9-to-5 or in their work life. But I do think that we don't pay enough attention to it, at least not in an intentional way or in a way to, you know, to get us what's best for all of us. So that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I thought it was important to, and at this moment especially, to bring these ideas into the world. I think it's perhaps one of the only ways out of where we are right now. I think there's a big need to shift and to be conscious and to realize where we have choice. I think it's easy to look at what's happening around us and to feel discouraged thinking that there are people above us or in politics or wherever that exert so much choice or decision over our life or power over our life. But we have a lot of power, and I think a lot of that is what I'm trying to bring to light, the power that we do have and how to use that intentionally.
It seems as though so much of our conversation when it comes to power has to do with what's going on economically and politically and intellectually. And so that makes it more difficult to understand just what our social power is. And In the book, you talk about this, but what do you see when power is working correctly? What does that look like?
I think decisions are made that are for the best of for as many people as possible, for the best of all. And that takes, it's I guess what some people might call wisdom, but it's a certain kind of decision making that really has at its base a certain acceptance and honoring of other people and ourselves. And it's a very different way of being. There are people who walk the earth who do practice this. I know them. They're part of my family and my network. But I do think that in everything that we do, we have choice. And our choices can either uphold the current dynamics or they can disrupt them. And so learning to see the choice around us, our everyday choices, and how those actually are really the lever for change, the things around us, the structures, the politics, those are artifacts of how we choose to interact. So it's really easy to dismiss an interaction or the relationship between people, but really that's the core lever of a society. How we interact and how we engage with each other creates the world, creates the environment, the politics, our institutions. So we actually have a lot of power if we look at it that way. I feel very powerful looking at it that way. And in my life, I've put this to use, and I apply it and I practice it. And I see it. The more you focus on the power you have, the more you see the power you have, the more you see the impact that it has to make conscious choices from the power you have. And then the whole world is a shift of paradigm.
In this movement that we're seeing now of one of resistance, there are also, we hear the term a lot, which is a change agent, of someone who is able to bring about change. And so you were working on that very, very much in this book and in your work in general of showing us of what a change agent is.
Yes. That is exactly. I mean, I think because that's been the field that I've been involved in my entire life, it's something that I've, it's whom I wrote this for and who I had in mind. But I do see that there are so many people that unexpectedly, but perhaps not given the times we're in, see themselves in this book. But I did, you know, aim it at people who want to create change, because I think those are the people that are seeking new ways of doing this. And a lot of them who have been reading the book have, you know, even leaders in those movements have commented and written me and saying, wow, this is great. I've been looking for something deeper, something more, something more direct or different words or something that integrates more of who we are. Like, so I think people are seeking new ways of being. And I think that agents, change agents, are at the forefront of that. So anyone can learn and benefit from this. But I see change agents as the ones who see themselves as the ones who are doing this work. They're already trying to do this work, not only in their personal lives, but in their work life.
The name of the book is The Power Manual. Ultimately, what do you hope people get out of it?
That they can create the world they want, that they have a lot of power, and that if we focus on the power that we have, that actually is just as important, if not more important, than the power we do not have.
The book is published by New Society Publishers. It is The Power Manual, How to Master Complex Power Dynamics. Cindy Suarez, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, The Power Manual is the name of the book by Cindy Suarez. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.